One of the largest Athabascan gatherings in the world took place in Fairbanks over the weekend, as it does every year. It's not a conference or a shareholder meeting. It's a fiddle festival. For the 28th consecutive year, people have come from across the interior and Canada to sing, dance, and play the fiddle. From Fairbanks, Emily Schwing has more.
When you walk into the David Salmon Tribal Hall in downtown Fairbanks this time of year, your nose twitches with the smell of strong coffee, and your ears perk up at the sound of the fiddle. Musicians are warming up for their performances in the big kitchen at the back of the hall. This is where you can find elders like Patty Nolner, Roy Folger, and Josh Olin. They've all been coming to the Athabascan Fiddle Festival since it began in 1982.
We love fiddle music, and it brings people together and see old friends that we've never seen for a year or two, you know, and we meet some new ones, and we just enjoy the music.
I know, well, the music is good for everybody, you know. I get to see a lot of friends and make new friends. And it's just a good time to be getting together.
And we see all our friends from different villages. We have friends from Aleutian. We have friends from the Panhandle, up way up far as Barrow and over Kotzebue. And the whole interior get together, and it's just a big event, and it got so big that there's no way you can stop it.
Fiddling came to Alaska over 100 years ago when miners and trappers came north, and the music stayed long after. Gerald Pilot says he knows where everyone is from based on the music they come to play at the festival.
You know, you have downriver, which is traditional country. I mean, the Hank Williams, Jimmy Rogers, the old-time country. You have the Guichen people who are more influenced by the French-Canadian, which is the jigs and the reels and the faster beats. And then you have other areas further downriver, and then Otna country, where they have a blend of different types of music.
Ann Fears is the coordinator for the Athabascan Fiddlers Association. Like most of the older musicians, Fears learned to play the guitar and the fiddle by ear and sight.
My mother's home is Nalato, and when I was small, I used to notice that there was a lot of musicians in every other household that would play guitar or fiddle. And I saw some women for the first time in my life playing, and it really touched me. And then my grandpa also played the fiddle and guitar, so I learned by watching and listening, and I was heavily influenced by some of the players.
Fears says the largest concern for the Fiddlers Association is not only the loss of their elders and the lack of women who play, but also disinterest in music in younger generations.
And we want the youngers to come on up on stage, meet our old-timers, and just meld their music in with the old-time style and bring it to what it is today. Join their new style and the old style together. If we can see that happening, that would make us feel like that we're accomplishing our goal of keeping the fiddling festival alive.
And this year, a number of younger musicians were joined by students from Minto and the F.E. Cochran School in Fairbanks. And Fears expects the festival might outgrow capacity at the Tribal Hall in coming years.
We are so rich when we all come together like this, because there's the whole culture of this fiddling festival is unique like no other music event. It is the Athabascan Grand Ole Opry right here in Fairbanks.
In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing. Whoa.